Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We read the Mechaber yesterday. We're up to Sif Katan Gimel Nemeshavru, the top line on Tes Zayin, the page after page 30. But let's just read the Mechaber again. Yashkin Baboker Biyom Shishi Lachin Tzarchei Shabbos. One should get up early on Friday to get ready for Shabbos. Va'afilu yeshel kama avodim l'sham shoyin. If a person has many servants to serve him, yishtada lohochin ba'atzmo shum dover l'tzarchei Shabbos kedei l'chabdo. He should try to be meichin by himself something for the needs of Shabbos in order to be mechabed Shabbos. And then it goes through a list of Amorim, what they did for Kavod Shabbos. Ki Rav Chisda hayam mechatei chayorak dak dak. Rav Chisda would cut up the vegetables very fine. The Rabbi Rav Yosef hayam mevakim eitz, and they cut up the wood to make the fire for cooking. The Rabbi Zeira hayam madluk ha'esh, he lit the fire for the cooking. Rav Nachman hayam mesakin habayis, he fixed up the house. And machnes kelim atzrichon l'shabbos u'mefanek le'achol, he cleared out the weekday vessels and brought in the Shabbos kelim. U'mehem yomar ko'odim, zot mechaber, from them everybody should learn. V'lo yomar lo efkom kvod, you push and shouldn't see, I'm not going to be pogim by kovid. Kizeu chvodo, zot mechaber, this is your honor, shemechaber ha-shabbos, and you honor Shabbos. The Ramos says, v'yesh l'hashchiz asakim ha-shabbos, you should sharpen the night of Shabbos as well. Kizeu mi kovod ha-shabbos, shemechin atzmo l'achilo, by sharpening the knife, that itself is kovod Shabbos, you're preparing yourself for the achilo with the good knife. So we're going to pick up in the Mishaburis of Katan Gimel, page Tazayin, top line. L'hochin bi'atzmo. The mitzvahs kibud Shabbos mutal al kol adam. The mitzvah kibud Shabbos is incumbent upon every person. Like the pasuk says, "Ukediksev a karasa l'Shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubad." So we see we have to do kavod Shabbos, oneg Shabbos, every single person. A mitzvah by Yosef b'shulcho. There is a mitzvah of a person to be osig and kavod Shabbos himself more than using a shaliach. And so too by every other mitzvah, we have this klal of the Gemara, mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho. There's a greater mitzvah for you to do it yourself and to have a shliach do it for you. The ayin b'dir halacha. On this point, we'll see a very important bir halacha and a very important shaar tzion, but we'll see it after we finish the mishaburus. Kosu asvarim, the svarim right, yaharir b'tshuva. A person should think thoughts of tshuva, yafash beish b'maisav, and he should analyze his deeds b'chol erev Shabbos every Friday. Ki shabi mikri kalo malchasa. Shabbos is called the kalo malchasa. U'ki'ilu mekabel pnei ha-melech yizbar ha-shmol, it's ki'ilu you're going to greet the face of the king. Ve'ein no'el lekablo kashu lovosh b'balui ha-tavocho ha-sechavos shel chelas ha-avonos. It's not proper to be greeting the king when you're dressed in worn-out rags from all your sins. And therefore, a person should do tshuva on Erev Shabbos before he goes and greets HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shabbos Malchusa. V'yesh l'fanos kurei achabish. And there is an inyan to clear out the spider webs on Erev Shabbos. Shekorin shpin vebish. Clean out the spider webs. The Shlah says that holds back Shalom Bayis when there are spider webs. So once you clear out the spider webs on Erev Shabbos, Meha Bayis be'Erev Shabbos. V'kol shekein she'tzarech l'chabed ha'bayis me'ha'avok ve'ha'ofar mi'bod yom. Certainly a person should be sweeping the house, getting rid of the dust and the dirt while it is still day, before Shabbos comes in. V'zeu ha'kol b'chlal kavod Shabbos. These things are all included in the categories of kavod Shabbos. V'yadam b'daito, a person should picture in his mind, ki'ilu yavo elav le'es'achsein melabasar adam, as if a human king is coming to stay by him. Kama b'chabed ha'bayis u'matziah mitos, how much he's going to work hard to sweep the house and make the beds, make sure everything is in order for the human king. Kol shekein Shabbos malchasa, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to greet us on Shabbos. Certainly everything should be in tip-top shape. Sif Katan Dalet, then we'll come back to the Shaar Tzion and the Be'er Halacha. U'mehem yilmod ko'odam, from these Amorim, everyone should learn that they should get involved in Kavod Shabbos, and that is your Kavod. Haynu afilu achoshe b'yoster, even the most choshe person. U'beprat b'yom ma'ktzarim, certainly on the winter Fridays that are very short, everybody should be getting involved. Mikol shekein kesheroa, certainly when one sees shekfaru samach l'Shabbos is getting close in the day to Shabbos, sha'asu mechuyav lasa b'chol kochu, then of course a person is required to be osik in all his power to get everything done before Shabbos. V'ra'isi anshe maisa, zodach ha'vizchayim, ha'efsi anshe maisa, g'doyle teira, she'um mechabdim ha'bayis ba'atzman b'yom ha'ktzorim, that they would sweep the house themselves on the short Fridays, k'dei shelo yischal Shabbos, so it should not lead to chil Shabbos. There's a lot to get done, so they got involved and they swept the house. The zeu chiyuv gomer al kol adam, that is absolutely required by every person. The maishna de ein lo mishi yachin, what's the difference if you have no one else to do it for you, where obviously your mukhiyah to do it. Osha shaliach ein lo pnaya. The person who's doing it for you, maybe your wife or your family, doesn't have time to finish everything, so you're mukhiyah to get involved to help out with getting the house ready for Shabbos. Sivkotan hei ki zehu kfodo. This is the covet of the person. Ubisifri masmich le akra. The sifri is so make this idea on the pasuk that says viyadato ki shalom alecha. Zohash chazas hasakin. That refers to the sharpening of the knife. Kim keo hasakin yuchalov lefomu deketotach hashem. If the knife is not sharp, it's hard to eat the food. That could lead to fighting. So you want to make sure the knives are sharp. The food can be eaten properly, and that will increase the shalom bias. Let's just do sifbeis. Then we'll see a lot of very interesting things. Yarbe ba'boser v'yayin u'migdonos kefi yecholto zoktim mechaber on Shabbos. One should be marbe in meat and in wine and delicacies according to his ability. The Mishabura says, ayin le'el b'simen reish men bey shom mevura kol ha'protim bazeh. So let's start with note number two. We'll work our way backwards. A little review of the first omad that we had in Chela Gimel that explains this mechaber that says one should be marbe with meat and wine and McDonald's. Shom hevi as divrei ha-gemara. There the Mishabura brings down the Gemara in Shabbos that says, shetzorech la'anig as ha-shabbos bedogim gedolim. You have to be ma'anig the Shabbos with large fish. V'roshe shumin, and the heads of the shumin, the garlic, v'tavshel shel trodin, ubir shom. The Mishabura explains over there, shezeh hoya ha-machal nechshav bezmaneyam. These foods that were chosen were dafka, the foods that were choshev in those days. V'hu adin shebechol mokom u'mokom, and so too in every place and every time, tzorech la'anig as ha-shabbos ma'acholim u'mashkim shenechshavim behem la'onig. You have to use the foods on Shabbos that are onig for you in your time. V'hosif lefize levair as divya shulchan aruch kan. The Mishabura over there goes on to explain the mechaber over here, sheyarbe bebasa v'yayin u'mikdonos, shehumi shum she'ikri nugum shel rov b'nei adam hu bebasa v'yayin. Most people get a geshmak out of a good meat and a good wine, and therefore that's why that is chosen by the mechaber. Mikomokom ikur chiyuv ha'achilu b'shalosh se'udos kosov l'kamon shu bepas yosem b'tavshel. The Mishabura is going to tell us later that the ikur of the three sudas is the bread, is the chal that we eat, but one certainly she'imarbe any food that would be an oneg for that particular person in his situation, and therefore it's simply a mushel that the mechaber brings down of meat, wine, and McDonald's. The note then continues with an interesting point. Is there actually a requirement to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos? So mavur b'shach she'eno chayiv. The shach says that you are not chayiv. V'chein b'mishabur l'kamon kosav she'eno chayiv l'echo basar b'shabbos. There is no chayiv to eat basar on Shabbos. Let's go now to let's start with the Shaar HaTzion. The Shaar HaTzion is Ostes. It's going back on the very beginning of the Mishabura that we saw in Sivkot and Gimel, where he said, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, there's a mitzvah for yourself to get involved in Kavod Shabbos more than having a shaliach. And so too we see in Kol Tarkula this cloud of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. Says Shaar HaTzion Tes, v'nira de lo shayach b'zeh lomar, it appears that it's not shayach over here to say, mitzvah sheyucha lasos al yedei acherim ein mevatlin atalman afilu l'zman muat. We have a cloud that we know that if something's Efshar Lasu Le'acherim, then a person doesn't stop his learning. Here we have a Muroyim, are sitting and learning, and yet they're stopping what they're doing for Kavod Shabbos, Fret Chavetz Chaim. Why are they stopping their learning? The Kavod Shabbos can be done by other people. Bishloma, the case that Mishabura discussed, is getting late on Friday, you have to get involved, but the way the Mechaber is bringing it down, that everyone has to do something, and it was a regular Friday, others could have done it, but they wanted to get involved in Kavod Shabbos, Fret Chavetz Chaim. Why don't we say it's Efshar Lasu Le'acherim, and they stay, and they learn Torah, they're not Mevatel even a moment. V'hocha halo yucha lasos aydei shlucho. Here they can do it through their appointed shliach. The odev hu mimish shahu acher lagamri. That's certainly better than having a random person do it. They know exactly who's doing it. They appointed the person to take care of the Kavod Shabbos. They should continue learning. Why are they stopping their learning to get involved in Kavod Shabbos? So he gives two answers. Yesh lomar. Answer number one. Didavka mitzvah she'ein mutelas al gufo. We only say that you stay learning unless someone else get involved in the mitzvah if it's a mitzvah that's not incumbent on the guf, it's not totally on the body. Kegon sheyasik be'emtza alimud, you want to stop in the middle of learning. Leilech ligmo chesed and eza odom b'mokom sha'acher yucho lasos nimo atovahi. Some old person needs a ride to the supermarket. So there's many people that can drive that old person to the supermarket, so you should not stop your learning if they can get someone else that can do the same job as you can. So then it's Efshar La'asid Le'achirim, it's not a mitzvah shebegufo, you want to just make sure the chesed is taken care of, someone else can do the chesed. Ma she'en kein bazeh, which is not the case over here, she'akovet Shabbos mutelos al gufo. The chiddush of the Chavetz Chaim, the Kavod Shabbos, is a mitzvah that's totally in the goof of the person, like tefillin. We don't say get someone else to put on tefillin for you and you're going to stay and learn, because tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufo, you have an absolute chiyuv to put tefillin on your body. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you have an absolute chiyuv to get involved in Kavod Shabbos with your goof. Ma she'en kein bazeh she'akovet Shabbos mutelos al gufo, memeila mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. Over here we do say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. So chiluk number one, the Chavetz Chaim says, is that by a chesed, something can be done by other people, it's not necessarily a chiyuv on your goof to do that chesed. So let someone else who's not learning do the chesed, and you stay and you learn. But when it comes to putting on tefillin, when it comes to kavod Shabbos, that it's a mitzvah shebegufo, you have a chiyuv to use your goof to do the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. We don't say let someone else do it. There we say mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho. It's more of a mitzvah for you to get involved and do the mitzvah yourself. Answer number two, inami. The davka v'inyan kavod Shabbos amrinan kein dechamira. It's dafka by Kavod Shabbos that we say you should get involved, even though others can do it, because Kavod Shabbos is so chomer. Ma she'en kein le'inyan shar mitzvos, which is not the case by other mitzvos, imu Talmud Chacham. If he is a Talmud Chacham, v'noger le'bitul Torah v'tzar l'chiyin. Stam, he's saying in the second answer that Kavod Shabbos is so great, and therefore it overrides, and you should get involved, and you should mevata Torah for Kavod Shabbos, as opposed to other mitzvahs, which are not as chashiv. So there we say, if it can be done by someone else, it's not so chashiv, let them do it, and you stick with your learning. But Kavod Shabbos is so chomer that it overrides even Talmud Torah. Again, not to spend your whole day doing it if you have other people to help you, but at least get involved and do some chelek of the preparation for Shabbos. That is the Sharatzium. Now we do the Bralach. The Bralach is bothered by another kasha, and that is, we know the Gemara in Bava Tzia tells us that when it comes to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, we say there's a p'tur of Zokim Einu Lefich Fodo. Something is below your dignity, so then the Torah says you don't have to do it. You don't do Hashavas Aveda. A big old tzaddik finds a basketball on the floor. He doesn't walk through the streets of Bnei Brak with a basketball to find the owner. It's Einu Lefich Fodo. So here you have these big tzaddikim and they're sitting there cutting up vegetables. That should also be Zokim Einu Lefich Fodo. So why are we saying that they have to do it when we see we have this p'tur, and according to the Rosh, when you have this p'tur, it's actually usur, because you're being mevaseh, the fact that you're a Talmud Chacham, it's a bizui Torah. So says the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskel kizehu kvodo, yishe vazeh mashehikshe b'shal shuvas chavos yo'ir. The Mechaber over here, by saying kizehu kvodo, this is your kavod, he's answering the kasha of the chavos yo'ir. Eiche kilu b'chvodam, how are they making light with their kavod? Hagadol kavod abrio shedocha losa sei shavat Torah, greatest kavod abrio that overrides losa sei shavat Torah. Lachein ka'amar dezeu chvodam. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is saying this: getting down and getting involved in kavod Shabbos, that is your kavod. That's not a bizayon. That's not zokim eino b'chvodo. Fakir zeu chvodo. Shausek ba'atzmo b'mitzvah. The nikkur shausta came lechvod Hashem Yisbarach. A very important point right here. Not only is it that zeu kvodo, but it's nikker. It's recognizable. Everyone that sees that 2 hours before Shabbos, this tzaddik is cutting up the vegetables, chopping the wood, and putting it into the fire to cook for Shabbos. So it's nikker to everyone. He's doing it l'kavod Hashem. V'cheinu omer b'David HaMelech olav ha'shalom. And so too by David HaMelech, when he was dancing in front of the Arum, and his wife was getting a musar, he said, "Unekalosi od mizos, I'll be mevazeh myself even more for the kavod of Hashem." So that's where it's nikker. He's doing it for the Arum. He's doing it for Hashem. We say zeu kvodo. Which is not the case if what the person is doing, even though he's doing it for a good reason, but it's not nikkur why he's doing it. Like you have a big tzaddik, an old man who's returning an aveda that's below his dignity or something similar. That's considered a chilul of the kavod of a Talmud Chacham. It's not nikkur. People see a tzaddik walking down the street with a basketball. They don't know that he's going to return the basketball to the child that lost it. And with this, we can answer the kasha from the Gemara in Kedushin Dav Ayin. The Rav Nachman osak ba'atzmo b'mitzas makah. The Rav Nachman got down himself and was building a fence around his roof. Everyone sees you building a fence around your porch. Everyone knows that's a mitzvah daraisa to build a makkah. Everyone realizes what you are doing and why you are doing it. Masha'en kein ba'aveda, which is not the case when a person is returning a lost item. Be'eshu metapel, but the time that he's being osek and he's dealing with the aveda, not everyone knows why he's involved with this item. Nobody knows that it's something that he's going to return. And therefore ends the Chavos Chaim, afilu yirtze la'aziru b'rabin, even if he wants to return the aveda in a public fashion, v'yodim she aveda, and everyone will know that it's an aveda, gam kein petaratu ha'torah mizeh kanal, the Torah also patters him. Because be'etzim it's not nikkur, you don't go gather everyone and announce what you're doing. If it's nikkur what you're doing, that you're doing a kavod Hashem, you're preparing for Shabbos, David HaMelech is dancing in front of the Aron, you're putting up a makkah. The Gemara Ksuba, second parak, you're dancing in front of a kala in a certain way. It's clear you're doing it for Simchas Chasam Akala, so then it's allowed. But Zokim Enoch Lefodo, where it's not nikkur what you are doing, so then it overrides and you don't do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That is how the Chavos Chaim explains how the Mechaber is answering with those few words, the Kasha the Chavos Yair, by saying those words of Kizeu Kvodo Shemachabed Shabbos. This is the Talmud Chacham's cover, the Hisim Mechabed Shabbos. I want to end with one other important note, and that is a note, the first note on this Sukkot, on the Sukkot in Gimel, and that is note number 15. We're talking about here getting ready for Shabbos, Tzorchei Shabbos. So we're going to read a little quote from the Chavetz Chaim in one of his Musar Svarim, Shem Olam, an amazing Musar Sefer the Chavetz Chaim wrote. It's the same Chavetz Chaim who wrote the Halachas, wrote this Musar. So we'll read a few lines in note 15. U'begodel maila sachona tzorchei Shabbos. In terms of the great maila and preparing the needs of Shabbos, kasa b'sifro Shem Olam, the Chavetz Chaim wrote in his Sefer Shem Olam, v'shamati b'shem godel echad, I heard b'shem one godel, l'fi ma sheyadua mechazal, according to that which we know from Chazal, shemisha shomer Shabbos b'olam hazeh, that whoever is keeping Shabbos in this world, afilu im nischayev chas v'sholom onesh gehenem avur avonosav, even if chas v'sholom is going to be chayev some gehenem for his averos, eino nena shom b'yom ha-shabbos, you kept Shabbos in this world, you're safe from gehenem on Shabbos in the next world. V'nechshav zman ha-shabbos avuro mehazman shehizchol b'erev Shabbos l'hisasek b'tzorechei ha-shabbos. And when does his Shabbos start? When he's lo aleinu in gehenem and he gets out? Whenever he started his tzorechei Shabbos in this world, when he started preparing for Shabbos, that's how chush of the preparations of Shabbos is. The Chavos Chaim says, if you started preparing at 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday, that's when your Shabbos starts, lost the level as well. Umagin olav schus ha-shabbos. I have seen as well, I don't remember if I spoke about the Chavos Chaim or by other great people who write, that when you end Shabbos, it's the same idea. So a person ends 72 minutes, you keep Shabbos a little bit longer, so then lost the level if need be. And he has to stay out of certain places, so he'll have an extension 72 minutes instead of rushing out at 50 minutes. He'll have till 72 minutes. So cover Shabbos in the beginning, getting ready for Shabbos, keeping Shabbos later. This saves a person lost at Lavo from being in Gehenem over Shabbos. We will stop here and continue next time. Mitzvah Hashem with Siman Reish Nun Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.